An Ethiopian Airlines flight from Addis Ababa crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday morning, killing all 157 people on board. The state-run Ethiopia Broadcasting Corporation said the flight carried passengers from at least 33 countries, 32 Kenyans, 18 Canadians, 9 Ethiopians, and 8 Americans were among those killed. Reuters' Mia Womersley has more on the flight.
The Boeing 737 jet to Nairobi was carrying 149 passengers and 8 crew members when it came down 60 kilometers southeast of the capital. The flight left the airport in Addis Ababa at 8:38 local time before losing contact with the control tower just 6 minutes later. At Nairobi Airport, family members were waiting desperately for news of their loved ones with no information from the authorities.
That was Reuters' Mia Womersley. Ahmed Khalid's father was one of those worried family members. Khalid was meant to be on the flight that crashed, but his original flight was delayed in Dubai, so he missed his connection to Nairobi. Khalid describes the moment he found out what happened.
Everyone was asking the cabin crews what is happening, but no one was saying anything. They were just going up and down. Until one of the passengers saw on his mobile the first plane which just flew, 6 minutes after flew, it just crashed.
Search crews have begun searching the crash site. Passengers and crew members on board a Turkish Airlines flight bound for New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport experienced extreme turbulence over the Atlantic Ocean on Saturday. 30 people suffered bumps, bruises, cuts, and a broken leg before the flight landed safely. This is VOA News. An airplane crash in Colombia has killed all 12 people aboard. The laser